Craig, we asked you to talk about a couple of key recent data sets related to quality control in ER. Can you review those?
I was asked to review a couple of papers, one by Kim and colleagues that so far hasn't been published, but it was presented at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium in 2006. This was a study that compared measuring estrogen receptors by three different assays in node-negative, ER-positive breast cancer. The assays included the ligand binding assay, the previous gold standard back in the 70s and 80s, immunohistochemistry, and quantitative RT-PCR. This particular study was based on a subset of the NSABP B14 clinical trial. You might recall that this was one of the pivotal trials demonstrating the efficacy of adjuvant tamoxifen in node-negative ER-positive breast cancer patients. And the particular subset was 297 patients that were ER-positive and treated with tamoxifen. The methods were ligand binding assay, which were performed at the local institutions, and that's a little bit deceptive in that there were never really were local institutions doing ligand binding assay everywhere. This was a relatively centralized test because of the economics and difficulty. And it required fresh frozen tissue, and there was an infrastructure back in those days when all breast cancers, fresh frozen tissue was shipped to laboratories. I wished we had it today. ER immunohistochemistry was performed using a FDA-approved validated kit, the DACO ERPO PharmDX kit. It was on formalin-fixed tissue sections, performed in an expert central laboratory at the NSABP, and the test results were quantified in three different ways. They used a computerized image analysis to generate their results. One result was percent positive cells. Another result was the average intensity of positive cells, and yet another result was the product of both. So that's a pretty comprehensive effort. And then finally, the quantitative RT-PCR, the newer molecular test, it was performed as part of the Oncotype DX 21 gene panel. ER is just one of the genes. It was performed at the GHI laboratories on formalin-fixed tissues. The aims of the studies were very simple. Simply, what are the level of correlations between the assays and the relationships of each assay to a clinical outcome, in this case, distant recurrence-free interval. Now, the correlations between the assays varied quite a bit, and there were very weak correlations between all assays in the overall Oncotype DX recurrence score.